بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم مرة أخرى في حلقة جديدة من برنامجكم العربية للجميع. Respected listeners and our students, once again welcome you to another episode of this program, Al-Arabiyyatu Lil-Jami', Arabic for All. And in this program we are learning the language of the Quran, the language of the people of Jannah, the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the language of the Ahadith. And indeed, when we make intention in the beginning of the program, inshallah, that we are learning this wonderful language so that you can understand the Quran better, understand the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a better way, and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by learning this wonderful language, then indeed, inshallah, we'll take reward for each moment while we are trying to learn this language. We are learning from the Quran, so it's an honor indeed that we are learning the vocabs of the Quran while studying, as well some of the dialogues and important phrases and sentences which you will need if you go to an Arab country or to communicate with Arabic speaking people. Right, today is a general revision. As usual, every second program is a general revision, so all our students are requested to call in. The number to dial is 011-854-1548, and you can call in, inshallah, from the beginning of the program right until the end of the program and practice your Arabic language with us, and we'll be asking some questions to our students. Our engineer for today, inshallah, Brother Usama Ridwan, he will be taking your calls on this number, 011-854-1548. Very important that we practice the language, and any language which we already learned and didn't practice it and didn't speak with this language, we will find ourselves forgetting the language. This is always happening to any language, not just the Arabic language, but any language a person learn and then do not practice this language, you will find that you are forgetting this language. So it's better that we speak the language, we try to practice, we try to correct ourselves and pronounce in a better way, inshallah. Right, the first caller for today, assalamu alaikum. Man anti?
260.
Talib raqam 260. Kam daraja ladayki?
25
daraja, excellent, 25 points. Now, the first question for you is a question related to the Quran. What is the meaning of the word ni'mah?
Blessing or favor.
Blessing or favor, excellent. And what is the meaning of the word alaykum?
Upon you.
Upon you, that's correct. The word al-alameen is plural. What is the singular of al-alameen?
Alam.
Alam, wonderful. One more word. What is the meaning of the word shay'?
Shay'. The meaning is thing.
Thing, yes. A thing is called shay in Arabic. Excellent. You got 2 points for the Quran question. Let's move on to the next question, and that is the words. The words here, normally we studied some of the general words, or when do you say this phrase or that phrase. So we will ask you a phrase, and we want you to say, when do we say this phrase, right? Okay. The phrase is, هل تتحدث الإنجليزية? When do we say this phrase?
هل
تتحدث الإنجليزية?
Do you?
I don't want the translation.
When do you say it?
Yeah, when do you say it? هل تتحدث الإنجليزية? You know what's the meaning of it?
I don't know what the meaning of
it. تتحدث is to speak.
When do you speak English?
Yes.
When you go to an Arab country or something?
Yes, when you want to speak to someone and make sure that he's speaking your language. Okay. So you are asking this question, do you speak English?
Yes.
Right, one more.
Sorry.
I want to say, in English, don't forget.
Don't forget.
Mm-hmm.
La.
Correct, starting.
Wait. La tenso.
Good.
La tenso.
La. Say again?
La tansu.
La tansu means don't forget, but for a group of people. You want it for one person?
La tansa.
La tansa, that's correct. La tansa, don't forget. Wonderful. So don't forget these two phrases. You've got another 2 points, so altogether is 4 points. Now, the grammar question. The jewel. The grammar is related to the jewel, al-muthanna. So I'll give you one word, and I want the jewel of this word. Muallim.
Muallim?
The jewel. You know what's the jewel?
Ulama.
Ulama is a plural.
Oh,
Muallim. The jewel is by adding alif and noon or ya and noon towards at the end of the word. معلم
معلم
معلمة معلمان أو معلمين correct the next one ولد
والدين
ولد
ولد ولدان
ولدان أو ولدين correct أخت
أختان
أختين أو أختان correct now I'll give you one feminine word the word is عمامة
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 أمام
say again
أمام
it is عمامة it's a singular word عمامة أو حمامة
عمامة أمام
I said you add what at the end
حمامتان
حمامتان that's correct حمامتان حمام you add ألف النون at the end but here the word حمامة end with a round ta so the round ta when you want to add ألف النون to it you won't be able to do it unless you make the round ta a ta مفتوحة so you will make it you will pronounce it you will need to pronounce it saying حمامة you will say حمامتان you will add you will pronounce the ta and you will add ألف النون so it will be حمامتان did you understand it
yes
right you've got here the one point for this question but I just want to make sure that you understood this lesson of the jewel so I'll give you one more example sajjada
sajjadatan
excellent you got all the 5 points for today's program so it's 30 points for student number 260 jazakallah khairan sister
sheikh
ji
that's the question on yawm al nahar
yes
can I try the answer
Which one about
Yawm? You gave before Eid.
Yes. You can answer.
Yawm al-Nahar is the day of sacrifice. Yasau ubuhiyya. We slaughter the sheep.
That's correct. Yawm al-Nahar nadhbahu al-udhiyya. On the day of sacrifice, we slaughter the sheep. Excellent, sister. Jazakallah khairan for answering this homework.
Shukran.
Right. Barakallah feekum. Assalamu alaikum. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yes, sister.
175.
كم درجة لديك؟
175.
175. حسنا. السؤال الأول. You ask your number, say again.
175.
You ask your number 175.
جي.
And how many points you got?
137.
137. طيب. السؤال الأول.
جي.
خاص بالقرآن الكريم. Quran question.
Yes.
What is the meaning of the word أتأمرون الناس بالبر? What is أتأمرون الناس? أتأمرون Allah said in the Quran أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم. What is أتأمرون?
أتأمرون
From أمر يأمر
commanded.
You got the correct meaning of the word ta'mur,
okay.
To command.
You have been commanded.
Ata'muruna, it's starting with the alif, which is?
Alif means I.
No, the alif in front of the present tense verb. We started this grammatic base. We said when alif comes in front of the present tense verb, then it means a question. It's a question. So instead of giving the meaning of the verb, you will be asking a question using this verb. So instead of saying ta'muruna means to command, now ata'muruna means do you command?
Oh, do you enjoin?
Do you command or do you order? Do you enjoin people? Or do you order people? So it's always, whenever the alif comes in front of a present tense verb, it becomes a question. Let's make an example. The word tashrab. It's atashrab. What is the meaning of atashrab?
Atashrab, to drink. Do you drink?
Do you drink? Atakul.
Do you eat?
Atadhhabu ila Misr.
Do you go towards Egypt.
Excellent. So you understood the lesson now?
Yes.
Always, when you put alif in front of a present tense verb, it's a question which is do you. Do you, and then you put the meaning of the verb.
Yes. Sure.
Right. You missed one point here. Let's continue. The next question is, what is the meaning of anfusakum?
Anfusakum, yourselves.
Yourselves, correct. What is the plural of kitab?
Kitaban.
The plural.
Kitabuna.
No.
What?
The jewel is kitaban.
Yes.
But I'm asking for the plural. Kitab, it will be?
Kitabuna.
You're near, but not kitabuna. Kitabuna means our book.
Kutub.
Kutub. That's correct. Kitab, kutub.
Kutub.
Right. You got one point from this question, the Quran question. Let's move on to the words. And I'm still asking you some questions related to the general phrases of the dialogues. What is the meaning of kuntu amzah? Kuntu amzah.
Oh, God. Kuntu amzah.
Kuntu amzah. Write it down.
When did we do that lesson, Sheikh?
I don't know exactly when, but we took it. Kuntu amzah means I was joking.
Amzah.
I was joking, all right? Kuntu amzah. I was joking. Kaf nun ta. Write it down.
Yes.
If it's new for all the students, please write it down.
Kuntum.
Kaf nun ta.
Amzah.
Alif mim zi za zain and ha. Kuntu amzah means I was joking. The next one.
I was joking. Okay.
What is the meaning of hadha sahih?
Is this the truth?
That's correct. That's hadha sahih means that's correct.
Okay.
Right? It's correct. Hadha sahih. What you said? So you've got your 1 point for this question.
Okay.
Let's move on to the last question.
Okay.
The grammar question. In the grammar question, I want you to give me the opposite of Ash-Shamal.
Ash-Shamal, Janub.
Janub, excellent, wonderful, mashallah.
Okay.
Right, you've got your one more point. So 1-1-1. You've got all 3 points added to you, student number 175, so it's 140.
Shukran jazeel.
Jazakillah khairan. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum salam. Let's take the next call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Man anti?
Mia wa sitata ashar.
Mia wa sitata ashar. Long time you didn't call us. Mia wa sitata ashar. We're waiting for you. You've got 91 points. Where were you?
My husband was in hospital, he had 3 operations.
We ask all the listeners of Radio Islam to make dua for your husband now. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa. Allahumma shfi shifa'an ajilan ghayra ajilin amin ya rabbal alameen. Nas'al Allah al-azim, rabbal arsh al-azim an yashfiya. Jazakillah khairan for calling, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him shifa. The first question for you is the Quran question.
Yeah.
What is the meaning of the word Rabbihim?
Rabbihim.
Yes.
What they are, Lord. What they are, Allah.
Rabbihim. The meaning is? They?
Our Allah.
No, I'm Rab means, what is the meaning of Rab? The word Rab?
Lord.
So, what is the meaning of Rabbihim? It's a pronoun. The ha and mim at the end is a pronoun. The main question is about the pronoun here. How are you going to translate?
Him is for us.
No. Rabbuna means for us. Rabbuna, our Lord.
Uh-huh.
But I'm asking Rabbihim.
For their Lord.
Their Lord. Yes. Yeah. Rabbihim, their Lord.
Yeah.
Right. That's correct. Let's move on. What is the meaning? In the Quran it says, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَوَّلَ كَافِرٍ بِهِ. What is the meaning of أول?
The first or before.
Excellent. Excellent. Awwal means the first. Awwal means the first. That's right. You guarantee 1 point now. Let's move to the next 2 words before you get the next point. It's وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِآيَاتِيَ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا. What is the meaning of ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا? ثمن. What is ثمن means? ثمن. ما ثمن؟
A little price.
Yes, ثمن قليلة means a little price. Excellent.
A little price.
That's correct. That's correct. You've got your still one word. Still one word left. What is the opposite of the word bottle?
Sorry?
What is the opposite of the word bottle?
Bottle.
Yes, the opposite is?
Bottle means transgression.
Bottle means falsehood.
Falsehood.
The opposite is? What is the opposite of falsehood in English?
Truth, but I'm just trying to get the right word.
Okay, what is the meaning of truth in Arabic?
In Arabic, Siddiqun.
No, Siddiq. Siddiq means truthful person. Siddiq is an adjective, means truthful person.
Yeah, I can't get the word in my head.
Mm-hmm. You're very near.
Sadak.
Say again.
Sadak.
Sadiq.
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 Yeah, Sadiq means truthfulness. But it's not the word I'm looking for. However, I'll give you the point. But the word or the opposite of batil is haq.
Haq. Now
you remember. Haq. Haq means truth. Right. I'll consider it correct for you. And I'm giving you the point here. So it's 2 points.
Yeah.
Let's move on to the next question. The next question is related to the general phrases. When do we say min fadlik? When do we say min fadlik? In English, explain to me in English, when do we say...
When you ask for something and like, can I get this min fadlik?
Yes, in a nice way. When you're asking for something in a nice way,
okay,
you say min fadlik, if you please. Right, that's correct. The next one. What is the meaning of don't worry? We use it a lot. Don't worry.
La tadrak.
Very near, but not this one. La is a good start. Don't worry. So I hope our students write it down. This word is very important. Don't worry. We use it a lot in English. So obviously we need it a lot also in Arabic. Don't worry.
La yalbas.
La yalbas means don't dress.
Don't stress.
No, don't dress. La yalbas means don't dress. But I'm looking for the word don't worry. Don't worry. You got this word la in English. You got the word don't stress. Also, it's the same meaning of don't worry. You got don't stress. Don't stress, don't worry. It all mean the same thing.
No, I can't think of it.
It's a very simple word.
And I'll bite my tongue when you tell me.
Starts with a ta. Starts with a ta. La ta.
La tahlak.
Say again. You're very near.
لا تغلق.
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 Say it again.
تغلق.
I think you wrote it with one dot on top of it. So you're reading from the book now, and you can't pronounce it correct.
No, I don't find it in my book.
You don't find it. But you are very near. You're just one letter away from it. One letter. The letter after the ta, it needs to be changed. However, all the letters you pronounced correct. It's not la taglaq, it's la
taqlaq.
La taqlaq. That's it. La taqlaq. Don't worry is la taqlaq.
Okay.
La taqlaq. Lam alif, then ta qaf, lam qaf. La taqlaq, don't worry, right? Don't forget this one. It's very important one. La taqlaq. Try to say it again.
La taqlaq.
La taqlaq. Right, that's correct. Okay, we've got here 2 points.
So altogether is 4 points. Let's now move to the next question, and that's the grammar question.
Now,
give me the masculine of the word Jamila.
Jamil.
Jamil, correct. You got it very quickly. Another masculine of the word Hamra.
Ahmar.
Ahmar, correct. Another point added to you, so all together is 5 points for student number, what's it again?
216.
Now we've got 96 points. Is that correct? Alright, JazakAllah khairan for calling. Assalamu alaikum.
Shukran for the dua.
Barakallah feekum. Let's take the next call. Alaykum salam. Next call, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
Student number?
Khamsun.
Khamsun. Kam daraja ladayki?
I don't remember.
You don't remember because you are the first person and the highest person with numbers, so it doesn't matter to you that you remember your points.
I couldn't remember.
Right, it's 162. You got 162 points, mashallah. The first student with a lot of numbers. However, you started as a beginner, I remember. MashaAllah. Right, the first question is the Quran question. The Quran question says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. What is the meaning of كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا?
Disbelieve in the verses.
Excellent. They disbelieve in the signs or the verses of Allah. Wonderful. The next one. أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. What is the meaning of the word خالدون?
خالدون هم فيها خالدون. At the end, no, I don't think it's at the end. خالدون.
أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
Khalidun is you benefit no. Khalidun would be forever.
Khalidun. Forever. Khalidun means forever. Right, that's correct. Khalidun forever. They live there forever. The next word for you.
Ya bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوفي بعهدكم. وَإِيَّايَ فَارْهَبُونَ.
The word عهد here came twice. بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ. What's عهد means?
That is هدايت.
Say again?
هدايت is guidance.
The word عهد. What is the meaning of the word عهد? وَأَوْفُ بِعَهْدِي أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ. What's عهد means? What does the word عهد means?
Is it, what you call it, you pledge or I heard you don't, when you make a confirmation or something like that, I'm not sure.
Yeah, you near from that? You near?
Can't get the right word for it.
It's a word that starts with a C. So I'm helping you. That's my last help for you.
C.
Yeah.
C. Covenant.
Covenant. You got it very quickly. MashaAllah. Right, that's correct.
Jazakallah.
Now, the last word for you. The last word.
Easy one, please.
Yes, easy one. The easy one says,
فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ.
What is the singular of كَلِمَات? Kalimat is the plural. The singular is?
Word. That's a word. The word.
Yes, one word. We're looking for one word. What does word mean?
Kalimat kalam? No.
No.
Is it kalam? No, it's not. It's not.
Isa was the word of Allah.
Ruhullah. That's Ruhullah. But,
no, not the word.
No,
Isa?
No, Ruhullah.
The word of Allah.
See, I can't remember.
Have a guess.
Kalimat. أقلام no.
أقلام means
كلمات
pins.
كلمات so كلام no.
كلام is plural.
So كلمات
no. Say again.
كلمة.
كلمة. The first كلمة. You say the first كلمة. Say the first كلمة.
Yeah.
Right. So كلمات is the singular is كلمة. كلمة means word. You got 2 points here. Let's move on to the next question, and that's the general words question.
Oh, I've been sorting that.
I don't like this. What is the meaning of that?
La something la. I don't like this. La.
Yeah, correct.
La hub or something
correct.
Like that.
Don't be afraid.
Say it
all together. لا أحب هذا. I don't like this. لا أحب هذا. Very good. You're trying, and at the end you get it. That's wonderful. Right, the next one. When do we say thank you? أشكرك.
Oh, when somebody does something for you.
Yes, that's correct.
And then you say أشكرك.
That's correct. You get 1 point. You get the 2 points here. The last question now is the grammar question. The grammar question says, choose the correct preposition. Choose the correct preposition. You remember the question of choose the correct preposition? Right. Says, Hamid yadhhabu, open the brackets, an ila fi Makkah.
Ila.
Hamid yadhhabu ila Makkah.
Hamid is going to Makkah.
That's correct. And 1 point added to you, so it's altogether 5 points for student number 150. You are student number 50.
No, I'm 50.
Right, so you got now 167.
Jazakallah
khairan, right? Assalamu alaikum. Jazakallah khair. With that, we came to the end of our program for today. From my engineer, Brother Osama Ridwan, from me, Sami Hajjad. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.